very, very shortly. Before that, though, I've been hearing this morning on the show that a BBC investigation has found that some online pharmacies are selling prescription-only drugs without robust safety checks. One mum from Cornwall whose daughter died after an accidental overdose has told us the system needs to be better regulated. Katie Corrigan was 38 when she died. She developed an addiction to painkillers. Her GP stopped prescribing her the medication, but she was able to buy pills from multiple online pharmacies without her doctor knowing. Katie's mum, Christine Taylor from St Erth, says there needs to be stricter rules.
It just needs to be better regulated with more background knowledge than just dishing out a few pills. It's people's lives. Katie needed help. She didn't need more medications.
Well, Laura Wilson is a pharmacist and speaks on behalf of the Royal Pharmaceutical Society and is with me this morning. Laura, morning to you.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to what you've been hearing on this story today?
It's obviously a really tragic story, and obviously my thoughts are with Katie's family and friends. I think, as a pharmacist, and obviously I represent the Royal Pharmaceutical Society, who are the professional leadership body for pharmacists, we're really concerned to hear about online pharmacies who have been approached who do not appear to have adhered to the regulatory standards that are in place. And I think we would hope that the three different regulators involved in governing online pharmacies come together and work together to share information to support those online providers to provide the safest possible care.
It is extraordinary when you listen to the detail of the BBC investigation, where colleagues were able to buy more than 1,600 tablets from 20 online pharmacies, including an anxiety drug, a painkiller, sleeping medication, and no proof of any prescription needed. It is all far too easy, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it is important to say that, you know, thousands of patients do use a variety of ways to access pharmacy services safely every single day to get the medicines that they need. And online is a very convenient and growing way for people to get their medicines, but it's important that this safety is replicated online. Medicines are also not like typical products that you buy online. So medicines can make us feel better, but they also have the potential to cause harm. So it's really, really important that those safety checks are in place and medicines are provided to patients safely and effectively and when they are appropriate.
No, I beg your pardon. No, I was just going to say also there's no guarantee you're getting what you want, is there?
So that's one of the dangers of buying online, but there are ways that you can sort of mitigate that. So you can check if the online service is actually registered with the General Pharmaceutical Council. That's the people who regulate pharmacies both on the high street and online. There's usually a logo on the page, and if you click on that, you'll get straight to the General Pharmaceutical Council website. So if you buy from that pharmacy, you would know that you would be getting the correct products. That they're not going to be counterfeit products because they're regulated the same way as a high street pharmacy. And I think it's important that you should be asked if you want to consent to share information with other healthcare professionals involved in your care. And it's a good idea to do that because then everyone has a joined up picture of what is going on with your care.
What do you think is at the heart of this? Is it because when GPs say no, that they're not going to continue prescribing a particular medication, patients get frustrated because they believe that drug is making a difference to them?
That's potentially one of the reasons, but I mean, obviously we don't know why people go to online rather than go to the high street. And there are multiple reasons why people will do that. And one of them is, you know, just convenience. It can be busy working lives, but there is always the option to go into a high street pharmacy, speak to a pharmacist face to face, or contact your GP practice and ask to speak to the pharmacist there. They may be the most appropriate person to help you at that moment in time with your medicine and have a conversation about what it is that you've been taking, why you've been taking it, the reasons why you think it helps, and have a really frank and honest discussion about what it is that you feel you need, and hopefully you can come to, you know, the best way forward to treat whatever condition it is that you have.
Laura, thanks very much for your time this morning. Laura Wilson, a pharmacist, speaking there on behalf of the Royal Pharmaceutical Society. Maybe you have brought medication online. If you feel able to tell me the story, is the difference that made to you, whether you had that conversation with your doctor, then I'd love to hear from you this morning. You can email me, james.churchfield@bbc.co.uk.